The decision of a three-judge appeals panel to dismiss George Pell's appeal has brought a mixed reaction, not just in Australia, but around the world. Outside Melbourne's Court of Appeal, victims' advocates like Robert House welcomed the news.
We've fought for so long. We're beyond words. It brings hope to humanity. It's an exciting moment in our history once again. Yeah, so we'll most probably celebrate with a beer later and give each other a warm hug, you know, because it's been a long, long fight.
That's a sentiment shared by Chrissy Foster, who has campaigned for over a decade for child abuse survivors. She was in court for the verdict with abuse survivor Rob Walsh, who was abused as a boy in Ballarat.
I mean, it's just dreadful the effect it has on people and what it's done. And this is a big win, a huge win. So we're wrapped.
However, Pell has his supporters, and they were vocal about their displeasure in the court's decision. Karen Baxter voicing her strong opposition to the judge's verdict.
The choir boys said they saw nothing. The 500 people at the church at the time said they saw nothing. Everyone keeps saying they saw nothing, yet for him, because he's a priest, he's the third highest in the world, therefore guilt by association.
The Vatican has since responded to the news. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says while they respect Australia's judicial system, Pell still has a right to appeal to the High Court.
At this time, together with the Church in Australia, the Holy See confirms its closeness to the victims of sexual abuse and its commitment to pursue, through the competent ecclesiastical authorities, those members of the clergy who commit such abuse.
In Australia, the Bishops' Conference releasing a statement distancing themselves from the case.
The Catholic Bishops of Australia believe all Australians must be equal under the law and accept today's judgment accordingly. We acknowledge the pain that those abused by clergy have experienced through the long process of the trials and appeal of Cardinal Pell. We also acknowledge that this judgment will be distressing to many people.
Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, the Most Reverend Anthony Fisher OP, also responded in a statement. He says while he respects the decision, the court proceedings are ongoing, so a judgment cannot be made. Instead, he used the news to apologise for the wrongdoings of clergy within the Catholic Church.
I pray for and will continue to support survivors of child sexual abuse at the hands of clergy and other members of the Catholic Church so that they may find justice and healing. I again say how sorry I am that you were harmed by people you should have been able to trust. I'm conscious how you and your loved ones have had to live with the consequences of abuse for a lifetime.
While the verdict did please some victims' advocates, for others like Leonie Sheedy from Care Leavers Australasia Network, it also brought sadness. She says just one verdict will never be able to mend all of the pain caused or bring justice to other child abuse victims.
I'm happy, but I'm also sad about all the kids in Catholic orphanages who never got justice. This verdict is good for people, it really is, it's encouraging, but there's also a deep sadness for care leavers that so many perpetrators have gotten away with crimes.
With Pell continuing to maintain his innocence, it remains possible there will be a High Court appeal in the future. Anyone seeking information or support relating to child sexual assault can contact Bravehearts on 1800 272 831 or Blue Knot on 1300 657 380. Amy Hall, SBS News.